Add looming trade war to the list of things to be anxious about in 2025. Funny, not-so-funny memes suggesting we're in for another challenging year are in heavy circulation right now. Much anxiety right now is linked to the orange harbinger of daily alarming headlines once again heading our trading partner to the south. When looking to those headlines to be informed about what's happening in the world, more often than not you'll find the more uplifting stories relegated to the back pages, so to speak. That's not necessarily because our positive achievements aren't being reported. Case in point is the story about the drug lenacapavir. Referred to by Science magazine as one of the biggest breakthroughs of 2024, the story involved testing of the injectable drug, which showed off-the-charts success in protecting people against HIV. According to Science, a large trial among African adolescent girls and young women reduced HIV infections to zero, with 100% efficacy. Any doubts about the finding disappeared 3 months later when a similar trial, conducted across four continents, reported 99.9% efficacy in gender-diverse people who have sex with men, Science wrote, issue 6727, December 13, 2024. Many people, myself included, are concerned about our environment. It's easy to be overwhelmed by the consistent stream of news involving flooding, fires, diminishing ice, etc. However, even on this front there have been and continue to be actions taken for the greater good. For example, did you know that in 2024 the UK closed its last coal-fired power plant? Or that in April 2024, electricity generation from wind in the US exceeded coal-fired generation? And despite the steady flow of news detailing politically manufactured fabrications focused on dividing people through fear of the other, there are many individuals, groups, etc., from all walks who selflessly and without bias give of themselves to help and support others. In 2009, following the birth of my son, I wrote a column in which I shared my joy and anxieties of what lay ahead. I received in response a handwritten letter from a then 81-year-old Salmon Arm resident with whom the column had struck a chord. Intent on easing my mind, she shared moments from her own life, such as when she was a teenager living with her older sister in Toronto. She and her boyfriend used to talk about communism. How in a short while the world would have turned communist, reads the letter. It used to distress me so much that I would have to go for a walk until I figured their depressing arguments were over. It seemed as though there would be not much future for me. In 1956, after marrying and becoming pregnant, the writer was disturbed by dire warnings about the Suez Canal crisis, and said, people were making underground shelters and stocking them with essentials, believe it or not, even in this small town. These were refuges from nuclear fallout. However, the worst did not happen and the writer loved to see my child now married with grandchildren. Young people grow up and learn to cope with whatever the circumstance, the writer shared. I agree with you that the world, and since my youth, has grown worse. However, people as the years go by will adapt to their environment, whatever that environment happens to be. The writer did not sign her name, but noted I had once taken her photo for the paper, and that the image had displeased her. I've held on to this letter and, at times, think about the grounded perspective it shares. It is not saying we shouldn't be concerned about the challenges of the day, or give up on working together to address them. Certainly, the crises referred to did not resolve on their own, but by the will and work of people. Look past the barrage of negative headlines and you'll still find people working hard, at times seemingly against the odds, to make this world a better place for all.